Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, thought you might have been still up, but I guess not. I just wanted to let you know I survived dinner with my family and I'm back at the hotel. Safe and sound. The food was good, as always. Traffic fucking sucked, so I think it's actually gotten worse since I left. I would have loved to have you here tonight. I hope work didn't keep you too long. I'm gonna like rant a little bit, okay? So when I got there, I saw my parents and said hello, like usual, told them I miss them, you know, normal homecoming stuff, but of course, little miss you-know-who didn't even bother acknowledge me until I specifically said hello to her. I know I always get into fights with her, but I promise you would have been very proud of me today. I held back for so long, but every time she realizes I'm trying to be nice, she just pushes my buttons until I crack, which I did several times. On second thought, maybe it's better you weren't here to experience that train wreck. Not really. I always want you with me. I just... she was on another one tonight. Just same old shit, you know, ignoring everyone, picking fights, staring at her phone. All turned up to 11. Like she's a fully grown adult, you know? Why the fuck does she always act like a fucking little brat? I don't know why she bothers coming around just to treat all of us like shit. Ugh. I'm just so fucking mad at her. I honestly don't even give a fuck about how she treats me. It's the way she treats her parents. I mean, you've met them. They are the sweetest, nicest people on the face of the planet. I have no idea how she ended up being such a little cunt. Alright, let's do this. I've had enough to drink tonight and I don't even know if you're gonna listen to this whole message, so for my own sanity, I'm just gonna go the fuck off. Did you know I borrowed, borrowed one of her skirts like 10 fucking years ago? Cause she does, boy does. She won't let it go. She uses it as an excuse to get pissed off at me every time I see her, and when I tell her to get the fuck over it, she freaks out. Ugh! Also, she's such a fucking slut, and I don't mean to like slut shame or anything, but she's the worst kind of slut. I know I've told you about how she fucked my ex-boyfriend from college behind my back. She also cheated on the last 3 boyfriends she's had. You remember Ben, right? Super nice, caring, honestly pretty hot too. He's the best boyfriend she's ever had, a total catch, especially for someone as emotionally vacant as her. Well, she ruined her relationship just cause she wanted to fuck some other guys, threw it away just like that, and the guy was a fucking loser, which I know because she showed me who he was. Showed me, like it was something to brag about. Come on, who does that? Fuck. It's just like a cosmic fucking joke that she looks the way she does. I guess that's how she gets away with being a bitch all the time. Maybe it's a bit too much to ask for a person to have a nice ass and a good personality. She doesn't fucking deserve to be that hot. Always with that bratty, smug little upturned smirk on her face. I just want to smug it off her. She sits there in her little fucking choker and acts like everyone in the world should bow down to her. Somebody needs to put her in her fucking place. Yeah. She doesn't even know what good dick feels like. That ex of mine that she fucked, like, was awful in bed. Not like you, a guy like you would put her in her place. I mean, you put me in my place all the time, right? Only difference is that I act like a brat with you for fun. She treats it like an Olympic fucking sport. Yeah, it would be actually so easy. You could just pretend you're doing it behind my back. You know, she's always liked taking things from me. I'm almost positive that asshole broke up with me because my sister was fucking him already before we broke up. She only ever admitted to fucking him after we broke up, but she's not the most trustworthy source. I'd like to see what you could do to her. God, I'm gonna regret this in the morning. Imagine you. Walking up to her, pissed off, of course. Oh my god, you tell her off for being a bitch to me and my parents. Oh, she just stares back at you with that look. You know the ones, that look in her eye, like she's above you, like you're boring her. You drop some fake comments that makes her think there's trouble between us, and her eyes light up, cause she thinks she's got a weakness she can exploit. She asks you to talk inside. And she starts flaunting herself. Ah, oh, swinging her hips as she leads you in the door, trying to fucking hypnotize you as if she's in control. When you're inside, she makes her move, say something like, "You're just sick of my sister, aren't you? Why don't you try out the newer model?" She grabs you over your pants and starts to rub, but you grab her wrist. Ah, yeah. Turn her around and pin her against the wall. Show her you're in control. Yeah. You could lift up that skirt I borrowed from her and spank her a few times. Oh, yeah, playfully at first, but then, just a little too hard, leaving your handprints on that fat ass. She asks you what I would think if I caught you when you spank her harder to shut her up. Oh, yeah, and then when you've had your fill, you pull her panties down and start to rub whatever perfectly little pussy she's got hiding under there. She's still got that smile smirked on her face because she thinks she's got you right where she wants you, but she doesn't know what she's in for. Maybe you catch a glimpse of that smug face and you slip a finger inside her just to watch her gasp. Oh, yeah. And you taking turns fucking her with your fingers and teasing her clit. She starts to sink into the wall and into your hand as she feels herself losing control. And you pull away when you feel her knees buckle. She sinks down, eyes level with your cock. I can already hear the clinging of your belt and your zipper. You pull your pants down and she's surprised. She tries to hide it, but she is. And she says something like, "Who says I'm gonna suck your dick?" But without thinking, she spits in her hand and starts to stroke you. Oh yeah, because she knows good dick when she sees it. She starts acting like a bitch, says you're wasting time when you... should be fucking her, but she's just being a brat, running her mouth until you shut her up with your cock. So you grab her head and part her lips with your tip. You don't need to be gentle. You fuck to the back of her throat to hear her gag and choke on it. She lets out a little desperate moan to make you pull out, and you do. But only long enough to bait her into talking again, saying something smug or rude so you can just keep shutting her up. Oh my god, that's so good. You keep her head pinned to the wall with your dick for as long as you want, and when you're finished playing with her throat, you grab her hair and pull her back up. Pin her against the wall again, but this time your dick is out between her legs. Her pussy is wet, mascara streaming down her face. She barely has time to catch her breath before you're rubbing yourself against her lips. Her eyes roll back, and without thinking, she arches her back and sticks her ass out at you, but you don't let her take it herself. You wait until she lets out an impatient little whimper. She's so warm against you and you want it, but you wait and you break her down. You listen to that uninterested, rude facade breakdown as she realizes how bad she needs your dick. So she lets out those little whimpers and tries to impel herself on you right up until you slip your cock into my sister's tight little pussy. Your dick feels like victory to her at first. She can't believe she tricked her stuck-up sister's husband into fucking her. But then she realizes too late that she's never had dick like this before in her entire life. You're sending shivers down her spine, making her legs shake. It's rough, dominant. Uncaring, but she revels in it, gets lost in your thrusts. Her face is flat up against the wall, bumping against it while you pound yourself into her. It hurts a little bit, but the pain gets lost in a sea of pleasure as you fuck every little bit of that infuriating attitude out of her head. And eventually, after you have had your fun with her cunt, you get to work. You pull out and stop fucking her. She gets impatient, angry. But you have her pinned against the wall with your hand and you tell her she has to say, "Please, sir." And she tells you to go to hell, to fuck off, even threatened to tell me you fucked her. But you just hold her against the wall until she behaves. And after another minute of insult, she breaks down and says it's fine, she says. and she spits it out like poison. Please, sir. It's not good enough for you, so you make her say it again, and this time she says it like a good, good girl. Please, sir, please keep fucking me with your hard cock. Mm-hmm. And you grab her hair tight, pull her head back, and you fuck that pussy like you own it. Like you're breaking in the new model, pounding your cock into her like she's your toy. She cries out, begs for it, begs you to treat her like a whore, calls you sir, and thank you for ruining her perfect little pussy. Oh my god, and you show her aura, and a real man takes ownership of a bad girl like her, and you fuck her senseless until she comes on your cock. She cries out and tells you she's coming, tenses up against you and shakes. Oh yeah. And when she's done having the best orgasm of her life, you lower her down to her knees. But you're not quite done. Mm-hmm. She's catching her breath on the ground when you start to pump your cock over her. Mm-hmm. She looks up and her eyes say it all. You've turned her into a good girl, and good girls beg for their reward. Imagine it. Mm-hmm. Do you see it? My little sister on her knees for you. Not a single bratty thought left in her head. All she can do is beg for your cum. Beg you to empty your balls on her makeup smeared face, mascara on her cheeks from choking on your cock. And all she can do is beg. Mm. Please, please put me in my place, cover my face with your cum and teach me what being a little brat gets me. And are you gonna do it? Are you gonna come for her? Ah, oh, cover her smart ass face with warm ropes of cum. I want you to, okay? Please come for her. Come for me. Paint my bratty little sister's face for me. Please come. Mmm, yeah. Oh. Ah, yeah. Oh. Oh my god. Oh, yeah. Oh my god, yeah! Oh fuck, I forgot what I was doing for a second there. Oh, oh my god, oh yeah, oh my god. Wow, I wish I could blame that on the alcohol. It's fine, it's fine. Besides, I don't think you're gonna be disappointed to hear this thing. I don't know what gets me off more, the idea of you fucking her, or just the idea that she would stop being such a brat all the time. Anyways, that was embarrassing. Will you do me a favor if you listen to this whole thing? Delete this voicemail, okay? After you come to it. That's it. I gotta get myself to sleep. Have a good night, okay? I see you when I get home this weekend. Love you. Bye.